Solomon said, you can grasp the lizard with your hands, but it's in the king's palace. Now, the wise lizard knows how to get in front of the right people and gain entrance and leverage a relationship to grow and gain new ground. There are, however, some traps we must avoid. One trap is imitation. In order to avoid this trap, we must choose emulation over imitation. Now, I want to get around the right people so I can observe them and emulate their winning attributes and character qualities. The wisdom of the lizard is about emulation, not imitation. Emulation is observing a successful person and incorporating those things into the fabric of your very own life. Imitation, on the other hand, is a surface-level facelift with no internal change. Now, do you remember in elementary school the phrase, don't be a copycat? Well, there is something disingenuous about being a copycat. Children have the ability to see through the facade of mere imitation and call it like it is. There is a value in being around someone you want to be like. Listen to me, let's stick with this elementary school analogy. I mean, you can spend time with them at recess, you can sit by them at lunch, you can pick them to be your partner for group work. Maybe even you could find yourself worthy enough of them picking you to do group work. But keep your eyes on your own paper. Don't be a copycat. This is about someone relationally rubbing off on you, not you ripping them off. Aspiring leaders need to start by knowing themselves. If you have done the hard work of knowing yourself, you can enhance yourself. But if you don't know yourself, you will seek to haphazardly grab random items from somebody else's life and tape them to your outsides. By doing this, you have unknowingly created a false self. At some point, we left elementary school and moved on to junior high. Those who insecurely mimicked others in elementary school were told, don't be a copycat. Yet in junior high, someone who pretends to be someone else is called a poser. You be you, I will be me, and I want you to be a better you, not a cheap knockoff of someone else. Choose emulation over imitation and cultivate your inner character, not a false external self. However, I don't want to emulate certain people. Lizards know how to get in front of the right people. Lizards are amazing animals, but when in danger, a lizard is willing to lose its tail and get away. You might find yourself in the wrong room with the wrong people. Sometimes we need to cut bait and bail out. The lizard is willing to lose their tail, cut their losses, and flee to safety. Now, I will never forget talking with a super successful businessman at church. As we talked, he took an interest in a project I was creating. He told me that he provided advice and consulting for small businesses. He asked me if I would come to his office and run my plans by him at no charge. I was flattered, and in passing, I asked what he typically charged for a business consultation. I went from flattered to shocked. His business consultation fee was $25,000. Note to self, don't miss this meeting. You see, I had gained entrance with someone successful. Now, I showed up early and I came prepared. Now, this businessman wore an expensive business suit. He had an expensive and impressive office. He even had an employee whose exclusive job was to manage who got FaceTime with this businessman and for how long. Now, I spent 30 minutes sharing my idea and its execution. He was absolutely impressed with what I had created. He wanted to meet again. Now, listen, I had not only gained entrance, but I had an invitation to come back. However, the more time that I spent with this man, the more I learned about who he really was. He was successful in certain arenas of life. However, in more important areas, he was living in ways that I did not want to rub off on me. While he had business success, I was seeing character defects and shortcomings that gave me great pause. We need to ask ourselves this question: am I willing to sit under the subtle and yet powerful influence of this person? Am I willing to allow their negative traits to rub off on me as well? You see, foolishly, we seek popular and pretty people. Instead, we need to find people who have been successful as a result of their character in addition to their skill. Sometimes we need to cut our tails relationally. As I stated earlier, when in danger, lizards lose their tails and get away. And I found myself in the wrong room with the wrong person. Though I had developed a relationship with this businessman, I needed to find a way to graciously bow out. Listen, no one's perfect. However, I can choose who I will allow to influence my life. This businessman was not a person that I was willing to spend a lot of time with because he would invariably rub off on me in ways that I simply did not want. Now, it can be hard to change directions on a project or a relationship that you've invested so much time. And I want to teach you something called sunk cost bias. Let me break that down. The word sunk cost refers to how much time, money, or effort you've invested into a project or a relationship. When you are halfway through a project, you have sunk or invested a lot into that project. We call this sunk cost. Now, bias is a strong leaning toward one thing or another. Now, if there are two choices, we may have a bias or show favor toward one thing over another. Sunk cost bias is when your strong leaning is toward the thing into which you've invested the most time, money, or energy. I'm telling you, this is a trap. We can sink a lot of time into something and therefore have a hard time walking away. We can become blinded and biased. You can sink a lot of money into something and no longer clearly see that it was a bad idea to begin with. This is what we call sunk cost bias. A bad idea isn't going to get better with more time, energy, and money. Doubling your efforts won't resurrect an idea that was dead on arrival. Whether it is a relationship or a project, the lizard is willing to lose its tail and get out of there. Some leaders have the luxury of huge budgets. When an idea is not working, rather than humble themselves and walk away, they throw more money at the problem. Listen to me. Money covers a multitude of leadership stupidity, but wisdom recognizes when to walk away. So, whether it's a relationship or a project, there is a time to lose your tail and walk away, regardless of how much time or money you've invested. Be the lizard.